So, start in Argentina.
Yeah. I started in 1993 at the Club de Regatas Santa Fe. It is a rowing club. Normally, the rowing clubs in Argentina, volleyball is very popular. So we used to have one of the best men and women team in the country. Then I was working there since mini volleyball to, or from mini volleyball to the senior team, doing assistant job, assistant coaching jobs, then head coach of the junior teams until 1999, 2000, that I was coaching the senior team.
So what ages are mini volleyball?
Mini volleyball, it is, the kids are starting from 6 to 12.
Okay, and they're playing 2v2, 3v3?
Normally they play 3v3 and 4v4.
Okay.
We developed in our region, which used to be a very interesting development volleyball area. Actually, Vicky Meyer, the setter from the Pan American Games now, best setter of the Pan American Games, she is coming from my club.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to start very young and with mini volleyball tournaments crowded from 800 to 1,000 kids minimum to weekends where there were maybe 6,000-7,000 kids for a Sunday mini volleyball tournament all over the streets in the city and so on.
Wow.
Yeah.
And when did they start playing 6v6?
6v6, they start playing at the age of 11, 12. Most of the good mini volleyball players at the age of 11, 12, they start to play 6v6.
Okay.
Then we created somehow, I think in my region, in Santa Fe province, we started with this under 13 first, with some special rules, and then I think after a year they changed to a normal volleyball rules, and then it's under 14, 16, 18, 20, and I think now they change a little bit, but I'm since 2002 away, so I don't remember the juniors ages anymore.
Okay, so what happened from there?
I moved to Buenos Aires in 2001. I was 2001-2002 at the Club Náutico Acoach, which is, as a coincidence, another rowing club. Volleyball used to be a big thing, but now I think they are not so big like used to be. And then in 2002, I got an offer from Guadalajara in Spain, and then I went there and I started my European adventure.
Okay, before we get there, when did you meet your wife, Paola?
My wife, I met technically in 1996, 97.
So still in Santa Fe?
Yeah, because she was assistant. She was in charge of two junior teams in Boca Juniors, under 16, under 18. And she was coming for some National League matches as an assist, as a part of the staff. We met there first time, and then when I moved to Buenos Aires, we started to visit each other more often, and then
she was in Buenos Aires already, and then
she's from Buenos Aires and working, I think, at this, more or less the same time like me, from 1991, 92 in Boca Juniors until 2006, something like this.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, and then she... Well, she kept... Well, we'll talk about Spain now, because she kept coaching when you came to Spain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So in 2002, I got an offer from Guadalajara. It was a really amateur club in Spain. Of course, at that time, internet was not so popular. You could not really find a lot of stuff or background. Of course, the iconic place always was Italy.
Mm-hmm.
After the World Championship in 1982 in Argentina was a big, let's say, migration of players, coaches from Argentina to Italy. That with the time, we realized that most of those people were going to play Serie B1, Serie B2, which were not the top of the league.
It's basically third and fourth
division. Third, fourth division. Yes. But many of the coaches were doing really good jobs. Many, like Julio, Raul Lozano, Fernando Chierico.
That's Julio Velasco for people.
Yeah. And some other people did terrific jobs there. They were working many, many years. For example, the brother of Waldo Cantor, who used to be a big setter at the age of Karch playing for USA. They were big. It was a big rivalry with USA at that time. And the brother of him was doing really, really good job with juniors in Italy. Andy Delgado, who used to be junior coach of the Italian national team in women. He was really, really successful. Many guys left the country and moved to Italy at the 80s.
Okay.
So when I got the offer from Spain, I thought that I would be going to the really first world, and then I realized that the conditions were much poorer than in Argentina. The organization was a lot worse that I used to be working with, and then was not a disappointment. I think I learned a lot from the experience. I think used to be a very important experience to kick this kind of adventure going professional overseas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Paola came with you.
The first season I was alone. The second season, we got the baby, the first baby. She's a daughter. And Paola came and she got a women team that also was a women team in, I think, third, fourth division as well. They were really down. And then I think she was on the playoff and they lost, I think, the last promotion game, something like that, but it was completely unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
Then the club of Paola developed a little bit more. I think they used to, or they got to play second division. And I moved this team from third, the men team from third division to first division, and then was a no-go anymore because I think was too much energy and I think the organization was not ready. And even though they got the current national team coach in Spain coaching there for 1 or 2 years, then they got bankrupt or something like that. That was, I don't remember exactly what happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
And actually, interestingly, the national team's training Guadalajara now.
Yeah. I think thanks of the one who used to be general manager of the sport facilities in Guadalajara, he became part of the Spanish Volleyball Federation, and he organized somehow the national teams going to Guadalajara. And Guadalajara became a kind of very important national team spot because it is maybe 40 minutes away from Barajas, the main airport of Spain. So they used to be training
center.
Madrid. Then I think closing the last couple of weeks of every competition, they used to go there because then they can fly out everywhere. Sure. from Madrid. Yeah.
Okay, so where did you go from Spain?
From Spain, after the season, I went back to Argentina. I got an offer to return to my club in Buenos Aires, and suddenly I got a surprise call from a champion team in Denmark. And was once again a kind of adventure, thinking like volleyball opened the door for me to know a different, completely different language and a completely different culture than the Latin culture. Mm-hmm. So I was happily accepting the job. And even though the competition was not so professional, I started to create some kind of professional patterns in this club. And even it was the defending champion, from the champion team, there were no players left. I think only one guy left. And after it, the club built up. They brought new players. Mm-hmm. They built up a completely new team. Used to be a lot of Canadians and American players who are going to Denmark or Sweden, especially, to have the benefits of free postgraduated possibilities at the university, because in the Scandinavian countries it's for free normally. I don't know right now, but 2004, 2003 was something like that. And so they were organizing players from USA, from Canada. So I completely changed the environment. It was a big challenge from the language, first of all. Was a challenge from the culture, because Denmark, it is not a very popular volleyball country. But against all the odds, it's not a bomb, hopefully. against all the odds, we made the final and the cup final. We were not candidates at all. We lost both tournaments, but we were getting silver medals in both competitions, and I think the club was very happy. After it, I think the old president, who was really organizing the founding, you know, the fundraising and so, I think he became a little bit tired, and they decided not to go on in the future.
So the club just...
The club's still playing, but I think one or two divisions under.
Okay.
But Scandinavia overall, it is interesting how developed the amateur sports. It's somehow pretty much amateur. And I was very happy what we could develop, because we were able to make morning training the game days at home. Mm-hmm. I was organizing food all together before the games, before every trip. So, and it was just because we believed that would be a strength for the team. Sure. And the players really followed, and we really enjoyed the ride in this season, and I think it was nice.
Yeah,
it was really nice. I have really, really good memories, and I'm sorry, and I have really good memories from Denmark, and I feel, recalling my memories, that I was really going into a much more professional mentality that I was thinking I could have afford in Denmark.
Okay, and you went from there to Finland?
Yeah, after I went to Finland, the first 2 years in Finland, I was working for a women team, a president that I can say we became friends after, or volleyball friends, Jukka Rajakangas. He wanted somehow me to coach his men club, and he organized a possibility for me to go coaching a ladies team in a really small city called Eura. It's in the middle of nowhere in Finland. It's a village, really small village. Once again, we had really nice time there. And then I moved. Sport-wise, the results with the girls were not very, very extremely good. Mm-hmm. We made playoffs, but we were able to organize the club, and I think also the club was, I think they were having some old financial problems, and I think how we organized, we were able to compete against the best teams.
Okay.
And then I moved to Raision Loimu, where I work mainly with really young Finnish players plus one or two foreigners. I let start playing in first division at the age of 16 or 17, maybe it is, current setter of the national team. he was playing with me 2 years, Emi Tervaporti, and then there were 2-3 more players, Rumpunen brothers, some Kimmo Kuhtilati, there was Tommy Roininen, who was a terrific worker player and really, really good, who became after libero of the national team, Henri Rajala, another libero from the national team, while Mauro Berruto was coaching Finland. I think it was a pretty interesting development, youngsters.
And Finland, generally speaking, is the strongest league of the Scandinavian countries.
Yeah. So far, they are the strongest place. And the last years, they made the club into the Champions League group teams, Valepa. And even if they didn't make spectacular results, making to the group phase in Champions League is a pretty tough job. So, yeah, Finland, I think they are, I'm still thinking the same, they are too humble sometimes. They are too nice that they could believe or trust themselves a little bit more. Positively arrogant to believe themselves a little bit more and trust themselves a little bit more and think that, yeah, they could make a little bit step beyond.
Yeah. Was the family with you through Denmark and Finland?
Yeah, in Denmark, Paula was still coaching Boca Juniors. So she was coming for 2-3 months. And then in Finland, we decided that we have to be all together, and then from 3, we moved to 5. So we got 2 boys in Finland while we were living there. So they were born there.
So technically your sons are Finnish?
Technically the sons are Finnish, but they're Argentinians.
So you went to Germany after Finland?
I was 1 year in Finland. After Finland, I was 1 year in Argentina. Because when we came back from Finland, Paula got a really interesting offer from, at that time, the best women club. And she was coaching a season in Argentina, the National League. She became champion once again. Because every time she's a kind of a Midas king. So everything what she touches, she makes gold. And after the season, she became champion. The club stopped paying her salary, for example. And then she was really frustrated with volleyball, and she said, I won't coach anymore.
Okay.
And the year we returned from Finland, I was a little bit conservative because I was for almost 10 years abroad. So I didn't really know very good the league in Argentina, so I didn't want to take any kind of fast risk on taking a team just because I wanted to be a coach right away. So I took a while, and by taking this while, I got the offer from Germany. Yeah, and so far I think I can say that the professional experience, I was able to develop most probably my best in Germany as a coach.
Yeah, and you were there 8 years?
8 seasons, yeah, 8 years.
Okay.
Technically 9 seasons, but 8 years, yeah. Yeah.
All right, and it's in Germany, you had a team, a small club. I mean, a club from a small community.
Yeah, I think that when I arrived, the club was a small club from a small community. In the first 5 years, we developed into a mid-sized club with aims to be big, still in a small community, but a small community that became very supportive of the team, and we were somehow the pride of the city.
Sure.
And yeah.
And okay, so your budget wasn't anywhere near as big as Berlin, Friedrichshafen, and some of the other teams.
No.
But
no.
So things like making it to the semifinals a couple of times was a big deal.
Yeah.
Making the cup final twice was a very big deal.
Yeah.
So, and those are things that you did.
I think that more than the results, I would always highlight how much professional culture we created. I think everything of the sportive results were a result of this system of work. And I think I was very happy because I was really supported by crazy people there at the beginning, who are really, they really wanted to win. And then we organized things in order that we could get, beside the small budget, we could profit out of all the all kind of connections we had to get good preparation games, good home tournaments with big names coming to Buhl, people who really wanted to play for us, being sure that they will make a pretty much secure step into a professional league where they were, I would say, pretty well taken and developed, or helped them to develop. So there's a big list of players that if I start to name, maybe, I don't know if they are so popular players, but and most probably I will be not able to remember everybody, and it won't be too nice. Yeah.
Okay, so you left Buhl at the end of last season.
Yeah.
And now you're in Kaposvár.
Mm-hmm. Thanks to a good relation with a former player from Kaposvár who was playing for us. We were working together for 8 years, David Molnar. He was somehow promoting my name here to come. And once again, I think it would be kind of a challenge to develop not a team. I think I would say that it's more developing the whole structure. And I said to Daniel Castellani a few weeks ago that perhaps this is my role into the volleyball world at the moment, which I'm accepting it very happy. And I think I'm doing it very good.
Well, and the thing about Kaposvár is that they do have a very good history.
Yeah.
They've won many championships, many cups, but not so much recently, right?
No, they haven't been, I think, in the final for the last 3-4 years, I think. But of course, they used to dominate the Hungarian league for, I think, in the last 25 years, 18 times champions or something like that. But of course, the Hungarian volleyball is still one step behind the best teams in Europe. For me, as a personal challenge or as a personal wish, I really wish that the players can make this serious step in front to help not only the club, also the national team, to advance a little bit more in the ranking in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just an expression of a wish.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to be here for about 2.5 more weeks during your preseason.
Yeah.
What are you looking to get done in these next couple of weeks?
I think that first of all, we need to make strong the foundation of the team, or the foundation of I would say the next years to come on a way of working, beside I stay many years or not. But I think players who get used to work under the system that I like to develop. Normally they enjoy the system, they enjoy the process, and I think they really much are thankful of this, or they really like it. So I think the club is really looking forward to develop into a more professional structure in terms of all kind of terms, and I think beside all the things that are going around the sports, I think they have some interesting advantages to develop the sport at the moment in Hungary. So I hope that we can take those advantages to use properly to develop the club.
All right, and it's mostly a young team. There's a couple of older players, but it's mostly young, right?
I think there are only one player that we can say old player. He is 31, 32, which would be, as I told you a few days ago, in Russia would be like an average age player.
Yeah.
In the league. And then all of the other players are born between 1995 and 2000.
So 20 to 24.
Yeah. And I think they have shown me really ambitious characters. They really want to develop, to progress. And I hope to be the right person to help them to progress.
Right.
So I think that the next 2-3 weeks, as I said, we must develop on the foundation of the team culture, and start working, especially the attack systems, and of course side out and attack systems. So this is the most important for me.
And now you've got something scheduled in Slovenia, right?
We will play in Slovenia, in Maribor, our first friendly game on the 31st of August.
31st, yeah. Okay.
You will unfortunately...
No, I will be gone. I will be in England again.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
For the second of three times.
Yeah.
All right.